Good morning and welcome to District 32 Radio. I'm Sally Barker. Joining us on the show today is Andy Cahill from Andy Kay. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning.
Now, today we're talking about graphic designers, and you're going to tell us why not all graphic designers are the same.
Yes, that's right. Graphic designers are... choosing your own graphic designer is a bit like choosing an outfit. Mm-hmm. You can get one off the shelf, and it'll fit most purposes, but it won't be anything special. Or you can shop around and find one that suits your personality, your business personality, and make sure that they both match. And that way you'll get what's best for your business.
So should we be looking at graphic designers who do niche?
That is the best, to get a very quality job and to get something a little bit more unique, something that's going to stand out, yes, you should go for something a bit more niche.
And why is that? Is it because they have a greater understanding in the language that your industry uses?
They probably have a better understanding of their niche area. For example, my niche area is motorsport, cars, high performance. And so most of the businesses that I get are in that area, basically because that's the language that I can speak. I can speak their language. I understand what they need. I understand their target audience. Whereas if you get somebody that has no interest in motorsport and no interest in cars,
yeah,
they would struggle. So they would give you just a very generic generic design that would, you know, work for anybody.
So what led you into that area?
Personally, I drag race. I've been a drag race driver for about 6 years. And before that, I was crewing on another person's team for about 5 years prior to that. But I always had a love for big cars, big engines, the noise, the speed, the adrenaline.
Really? When was the first time you came in contact with that kind of scene?
When I was dating my husband, we used to go down to Ravenswood Raceway, sort of, way back. What are we talking, 20, 30 years ago? So, it's built since then and grown since then.
So yeah. Is your husband as passionate about it as you?
Almost as passionate. He prefers the mechanical side of the vehicles, whereas I enjoy the mechanical side, but I do love the rush of actually driving the car very fast.
Wow, so you do have a great understanding of that industry.
Yes.
What are some questions we should be asking a graphic designer if we're looking at having them do some work for us?
Well, don't be afraid to have a look at their previous styles of work. Ask for variety. Look at all the different mediums that they can design in. Not everyone can do websites. Some people prefer to only do print. Other people prefer only to do digital medium. So make sure that they're capable of working in the medium that you require. So if you need some shirts designed or some banners designed, make sure that that's, you get history of what they're doing in that area.
Now, of course, they'd be showing their best work.
Yes. Yes, I have jobs I won't show people.
Oh, no, that's a worry for us all. Okay, so I'm going out and I've never had experience with a graphic designer before. Mm-hmm. What can I expect from them and what will they expect from me?
What you need to, when you talk to a graphic designer for the first time, it's like engaging a new friend. You need to have somebody who you can talk with, share with, and that they understand and can read between the lines as to what you need and what you want, rather than actually telling you what you need and what you want. Because you know your business the best. They might understand the area of your business, but you actually know your business the best. So they need to be able to listen to you and then advise, but not instruct.
Right, so it's no point going saying, I think I want some T-shirts done. I'm not really sure what I want on them, but my business is I design chairs. There's no point. Have a clear
Have an idea, have a look at your competitors mm-hmm. and see the sorts of things that they do.
Right.
If you can't see anything you like, then find things that you really hate.
Right.
And show the designer stuff that you hate. Even if it's in a different industry, and say, look, I don't like this. I hate what they've done here. And it gives the designer an idea of where your tastes are.
Mm-hmm.
So they can think, okay, she doesn't like pop art style, or she doesn't like ultra modern, or she likes it very classical. So that's probably the easiest way to show a designer what your likes are, is by showing what you hate.
Okay, so what's something a designer hates from a client, a prospective client coming?
probably being told specifically how to design it, or exactly being very, very specific about what you're after. I had a client once who actually drew the design herself with her kids' pencils and everything, and said, okay, this is exactly how I want my website to look.
Right.
And she would not bend when it came to advice, when I sort of tried to sway her in different directions, or sort of say, look, you know, we can do it this way, but if you do something else, or if you, you know, move this bit over here or move that there, or it might work a little bit better, she was not ready to listen at all.
Right, so be open to suggestion.
Be open to suggestion, be open to compromise.
Right.
As well as, you know, so it should be a two-way street. Neither party should actually tell the other one what to do. It should be a general flow conversation.
Okay, so finally, if you're approaching a graphic designer and they say, oh, listen, I've never really done anything in your niche before, but I'll give it a crack, is mm-hmm. that time for you to say, oh, listen, I don't think we can work together? Or can you sort of say, well, listen, I think I feel we can work together, so let's do that?
It depends on if you're comfortable with their style of work.
Mm.
If they are very unique, I've had people contract me to do drawings and logos in areas I've never covered before,
mm-hmm.
Simply because they like my style of drawing and they like the creative style.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been willing to let me have a go in that area.
Right.
I generally then charge them a little less, because there's the chance that they're still not going to like it once it's done.
Oh, so, I would have thought it would be the opposite, because it may take you a bit more time to create something you're not familiar with.
In my situation, I feel that they're giving me a go in an area that I'm not experienced in, and I've
right.
admitted that I'm not experienced in. So I generally am very honest and say, look, it might take me a little extra time and a little bit more extra messing about to get it the way that you want it,
mm.
but I'll charge you a little less so that you don't, you know, so that you're a bit compensated for that fact.
Is that a bit personally satisfying for you, tackling something like that?
Oh, yes, I do. I do like the challenge of creating new stuff and trying a new area. Yeah,
right.
It's great.
Well, what's the best way for people to contact you?
My website is probably the best place. So I've got all my social medias and everything on there.
Right.
So it's www.andyk.com.au.
So Andy, A-N-D-Y?
A-N-D-Y, then the letter K,
mm-hmm.
.com.au.
Yep. Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on District 32 Radio.
Thank you.